Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of wisdom that reveals you are pure being having a human experience. I am Swamini B, a Vedanta teacher and a Hindu monk, and your guide by the side. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the river of wisdom. After Bhagwan Rama, just the mention of Hanuman brings a smile to our faces. He has become the beloved of all due to his unparalleled courage, power and devotion. There is no one like him in our Itihasa or Purana. As one of the seven Chiranjeevis, he still roams the earth and is very quick to respond to any prayer. How did his name come about? In Sanskrit, Hanu refers to the jaw. Hanuman derives his name from the incident during his childhood when his jaw was struck by the thunderbolt weapon of Indra, known as Vajrayudha. Hanuman, as a young child, was hungry one day and mistook the red rising sun to be a fruit and decided to fly towards it to eat it. Indra tried to prevent Hanuman from doing so and struck him on the jaw with the Vajrayudha. Hanuman fell to the ground unconscious. His father Vayu, in anger, took revenge on Indra by halting the movement of air. All the living beings started to lose their breath, and the Devas, including Indra and Brahma, requested Vayu to restore the circulation of air. Vayu refused to do so until his son was brought back to life. Indra agreed, and Hanuman regained consciousness. All the Devas blessed him with a gift of their own greatest power. And though Hanuman was naturally strong as the son of Vayu, he was now bestowed with further powers and strengths. Agni blessed Hanuman such that fire would not harm him. Varuna blessed him such that water would not harm him. Vayu, his own father, blessed him that he would be as fast as the wind, and the wind would never harm him. Brahma also granted Hanuman a wish that he could move to any place where he would not be stopped. Brahma blessed him that the Brahmastra would not affect him. This boon helped protect Hanuman in his fight with Indrajit at Lanka while in search of Sita. Hanumat Pancharatnam by Jagadguru Adi Shankaracharya is a stotram of five gems in praise of Hanuman, the greatest devotee of Rama. Hanumat is the main word or pratipadika to which certain case endings are added, which make it Hanuman, the one who has a prominent jaw. When the word Hanumat comes together in a samasa, a word compound, then the case ending is dropped, and hence it is Hanumat Pancharatnam, five gems of Hanumat or Hanuman.
Vitakila Vishayecham Jatananda Shrupulakamatyacham Sita Patitutatyam Vatatmajam Matyabhavaye Rityam.
I now meditate on the most beloved Hanuman, the foremost messenger of Rama and son of Vayu, who has abandoned all mundane desires, who is ever in the experience of the Ananda of Rama, as seen by his tears of bliss and horripilation, and who is ever pure. Bhavaye Rityam. I now meditate on Hanuman. What is his description? Vita khila vishayecham, the one who is free of all desires. After Sri Rama returned to Ayodhya, when he asked Hanuman, "What service can I do for you in return?" Hanuman replied, "Everything is attainable by your grace." He further said, "Love for you is the source of the greatest happiness. Please grant me unending love." To these heartfelt and sincere words, Sri Rama says, "So be it." In these two lines, we understand the purpose of Hanuman's work. Love for Sri Rama expressed itself in the willingness to serve. The thing about love, as in Hanuman's case, is that it provides its own immediate satisfaction. The reward is immediate, continuous, and continues to gladden the heart. Hanuman has understood the connection between love and happiness, which expressed as the desire to serve.
Jatanandashra pulaka matyacham.
The one who is filled with tears of ananda, filled with rapture, and whose hair stand on end. Acham, who is the purest of the pure. Sitapati, who is the consort of Sita Devi. Dutadyam, the foremost of Sri Rama's messengers. Sri Rama trusted Hanuman to be his messenger who more than excelled in even this work. When Hanuman reached Lanka in search of Sita, overpowering the Rakshasas presiding over the city of Lanka, he discovered Sita and actually comforted her. Hanuman's service to Rama had its moments of pain and insult. He allowed himself to be bound and taken prisoner in Lanka. He was paraded around the city and citizens were given the opportunity to kick him and his tail was set to fire. His devotion to Sri Rama did not wane. Later in the battle, the leaders of Ravana's army, the sons of his ministers, his own servants and son, all of these were struck down there by Hanuman single-handed. Lanka was reduced to ashes. Vatatmajam Adya, the son of Vayu Devata. Anjana was married to Kesari, a famous soldier of the Vanara group. One day, while Kesari was in meditation, Maharishi Agastya visited him. Both his wives, Anjana and Adri, welcomed the unexpected guest and served him wholeheartedly. Agastya was delighted with their hospitality and asked the two wives to ask for a boon that they wished for. Anjana requested, "I want the mightiest son who would be very bold and strong in the world, totally devoted to universal welfare." "So be it." Maharishi Agastya approved the wish for both of them. Soon after he granted his boon, Maharishi Agastya realized that Lord Shiva himself was going to be born as the son of Anjana. He requested her to go to meditate on Venkatadri Hill in Vrishabhachala on the banks of the Akasha Ganga. This was the most appropriate place to materialize her desire. And so one day when she was absorbed in a long meditation, Vayu Devata appeared and said, "Adorable Devi, I am very pleased with you. Soon a mighty son will be born to you. He will not be affected by any weapons whatsoever. He will be equal to me in power and speed." Thus saying, Vayu infused his celestial light into Anjana. In due course of time, Anjana gave birth to Vayuputra Hanuman, who became all-powerful. The further description of Hanuman follows.
Tarunaruna mukha kamalam karuna rasapura purita pangam Sanjeevanamashase Manjula Mahimanam Manjana Bhagyam.
I pray to Hanuman the good fortune of Anjana, whose lotus face is red like the early morning rising sun, whose sidelong glance is full of compassion, who restores to life even the dead, and whose greatness has the quality of sweetness. Taruna runa mukha kamalam, whose lotus face is red like the young rising sun. Karuna rasapura purita pangam, whose sidelong glance is full of compassion. Sanjeevanam aashase, who restores to life even the dead. In the battle, Lakshmana had been seriously injured while fighting against Ravana's son, Indrajit. Lakshmana became unconscious and any attempts to revive him did not work. Sri Rama sent Hanuman to fetch a potent life-restoring herb, Sanjeevani, from the Dronagiri mountains in the Himalayas, using which Lakshmana's health could be restored. Ravana, on hearing this, plans for Lakshmana's death, as then Sri Rama would be too grief-stricken to be able to fight in a war. He dispatches Kalanemi to disrupt Hanuman's attempts of finding the herb on time. Kalanemi, disguised as a sage, initially succeeds in fooling Hanuman. However, Hanuman finds out the disguise with the help of an apsara, whom he released from her cursed state of a crocodile. He then kills Kalanemi. Ravana still does not give up on his attempts and calls upon Surya to rise earlier than its schedule. Ravana knew that Lakshmana would succumb to his wounds if not treated till daybreak. Hanuman, on realizing this danger, transforms himself into many times his normal size to prevent Surya Devata to appear. And then, as he continued his search for the precious herb, he realized that he was not able to recognize the specific herb that was required to cure Lakshmana. So as a solution to his problem, he lifts the entire mountain owing to his phenomenal strength. He carries it and places the mountain in the battlefield of Lanka, where Sushena, the physician, identifies the herb and uses it successfully to resuscitate Lakshmana back to life. What would Hanuman not do for Sri Rama and Lakshmana? Whichever task was given to Hanuman, he not only executed it superbly, he battled many odds. His love truly moved mountains. In a touching moment, Sri Rama gratefully and warmly embraced Hanuman as he saved his dear brother. Manjula Mahimanam, whose greatness has the quality of sweetness. Usually we are daunted by powerful people, but Hanuman's devotion makes him approachable and endearing in spite of his greatness. Anjana Bhagyam, the good fortune of Anjana, his mother.
Shambara vairi sharati gamamambujadala vipula lochanodaram kambugala maniladishtam bimbajvalitoshtamekamavalambe.
I seek refuge in the one who flies faster than the arrows of Madana, whose eyes wide as the petals of the lotus are filled with kindness, whose neck is smooth and well-formed as the conch shell, who represented good fortune to Vayu Devata, and whose lips are bright red like the bimba fruit. Shambara Vairi, the enemy of Shambara, Sharatigam, whose arrows are faster than the arrows of Madana. Madana or Manmatha, the god of desire or karma, was sent on a mission by Indra to bring Shiva out of his meditation so that Shiva would marry Parvati. And then their son Subramanya, who would be born to them, would vanquish the asura Surapadma. Surapadma could not be conquered at that time since he had received a boon from Brahma that he could only be defeated by a son of Shiva. Shiva opened his third eye and burned Manmatha to ashes. Manmatha was later reborn as Pradyumna, the son of Krishna and Rukmini. Pradyumna was captured as a baby by the asura Shambhara. Krishna prayed to Devi and Devi responded that Pradyumna would defeat Shambhara when he attained the age of 14 and would then return to Krishna. And so Manmatha is referred to as the enemy of Shambhara. Ambujadala Vipula Lochanodaram, whose eyes are wide as the petals of the lotus and filled with kindness. Kambu Galam Anila Dishtam, whose neck is beautifully shaped like the conch, who is the good fortune of Vayu. Bimba Jvalitoshtam, whose lips shine like the red bimba fruit. Ekam, who is unlike any other and beyond comparison. Avalambe, I seek as support, Hanuman. The next shloka, interestingly, is a prayer requesting the vision of Hanuman. This beautiful, often quoted shloka and a favorite of many saints and acharyas describes the characteristics and leelas of Hanuman.
Duri krita sitartihi prakati krita rama vaibhava sphurtihi dharita dasha mukha kirtihi purato mama bhatu hanumato murtihi.
May the form of Hanuman, who removed the misery of Sita, who made the ever-visible glory of Rama known to everyone, who destroyed the fame of Ravana, shine in front of me. Nurikrita Sitartihi, Hanuman who removed the misery of Sita. After Devi Sita was kidnapped by Ravana and abducted to Lanka, many months had passed while she languished in Ashok Vatika. After an elaborate search, Hanuman approached Sita and introduced himself as a messenger of Lord Rama. He reassured her that her husband was alive and well, and he had been sent by Rama to find her. Sita, initially cautious and skeptical, is moved by Hanuman's sincerity and begins to trust him. Hanuman narrates the story of Lord Rama's search for her, describing the battle with various asuras, the challenges faced, the unwavering love Sri Rama has for her. Sita listens intently, tears streaming down her face, as Hanuman's words bring solace to her heart. Prakati krita Rama vaibhava sphurtihi, who brought out the ever-visible glory of Rama. Sri Rama was glorious, and this glory was illumined by Hanuman. When Hanuman first saw Sita under the Singshupa tree in the Ashok Vatika at Lanka, he first narrated the story of Rama from atop the branch of the tree and thus instilled confidence in Sita. Hanuman accomplished this by always announcing himself as Ramaduta, the messenger of Rama, and by always bringing out the glory of Rama. He did the same when he met Ravana as well. Dharita Dashamukha Kirtihi, Hanuman who destroyed the fame of the ten-headed Ravana. Purato mama bhatu hanumato murtihi, May that form of Hanuman shine in front of me. The previous shloka was a prayer requesting the vision of Hanuman. And now, having had the vision, after chanting this shloka, Adi Shankara describes the further characteristics of Hanuman.
Vanara Nikaradhyaksham Danavakula Kumudara Vikara Sadraksham Dina Janavana Diksham Pavanatapaf Pakapunjamadraksham.
I saw Hanuman, who is the chief of all Vanaras, who destroys the clan of Asuras just as the sun rays close the lily, the one who has taken the vow of protecting those worthy of compassion, who is the fruition of all the penances of Vayu. Vanara Nikaradhyaksham. Hanuman, who is the chief of the group of Vanaras, who are monkey-like humanoids. Danavakula Kumuda Ravikara Sadrisham, who is inimical like the rays of the sun to the lily of the clan of Asuras. Poetically, the sun is described as the enemy of the lily, as the lily blooms only in the night, and it closes with the appearance of the first rays of the sun. Dina Janavana Diksham, who has taken a vow of protecting those worthy of compassion. Pavana Tapa Paka Punjama Adraksham. I saw Hanuman, who is the fruition of all the tapaha, religious austerities and disciplines that were performed by Vayu. The next and the last shloka is the Phalashruti, the fruit of reciting this stotram.
Etat pavana sutasya stotram yav pathati pancharatnakhyam chiramiha nikhilan bhogan bhuktva Shri Rama Bhakti Bhaga Bhavati. Shri Rama Bhakti Bhaga Bhavati. Iti Shri Hanumat Pancharatnam Sampurnam.
Whoever reads this Hanumat Pancharatnam Stotram in praise of Hanuman, the son of Vayu, will enjoy a long life and all pleasures in this world, and become the possessor of devotion to Sri Rama. Etat pavana sutasya stotram yav pathati pancharatnakhyam. Whoever reads this stotram named Pancharatnam in praise of the son of Vayu, chiram iha nikhilan, will live a long life, bhogan bhungtva, and having enjoyed all pleasures in this world, Shri Rama Bhakti Bhaga Bhavati. He or she will become the possessor of Shri Rama Bhakti. Devotion to Shri Rama. Once true bhakti grows as love for all forms, nothing more is required. All pleasures of the world are recognized as transient. What is it that sustains one through changing situations? Shri Rama Bhakti. Having Shri Rama Bhakti should not be misinterpreted as limited to thinking of Rama every now and then, chanting his shlokas, or performing just a puja or homa. Rama, the word, is that in whom you revel always, and that is nothing else but oneself, the Atma. The love for Shri Rama, the Atma, leads to love for all forms, and an inquiry into the reality of forms leads one to Sri Rama as oneself. The journey of bhakti is complete. Iti Srimad Shankara Bhagavata Kritau Hanumat Pancharatnam Sampurnam. Here
ends Hanumat Pancharatnam, composed by Sri Shankara Bhagavat Pada Adi Shankaracharya. You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful and offering insight, I do hope you will consider sharing this with your friends, family, or on social media. Would you like to receive an email every month that will bring to you more wisdom, more happiness, and more freedom? If the answer is yes, then our monthly newsletter, Arshavidya Bharati, is for you. It has articles on living our traditions, links to podcast episodes, articles and videos published elsewhere in the month, reflections about how Vedanta is changing the life of students, announcements about events and courses, profound Sanskrit sayings, and much, much more. And it's not too long. Do consider checking out this month's issue and also subscribe. The links are in the description of this episode. The transcript of this podcast is available on discoveratma.com/category/podcast. I would love to hear from you. If you have a request or a reflection, please write to me at swaminij@discoveratma.com. That's swaminij@discoveratma.com. As always, thank you for listening, and we meet next week.